Hey, John, it's time again for us to do another podcast.
Wonderful. I'm so excited.
And I know you're all prepared for our topic for today.
Our topic for today. Yeah, that is...
Right. I haven't told you yet.
Oh.
What we're going to talk about today is practical ideas for getting business as a sales guy.
Practical ideas for getting business.
Right.
Okay.
For expanding your opportunities, right? Of course, you have those lot-ups that you get while you're at work. But what else can you do to help promote your own business? Because ultimately, being a salesperson in a car dealership is your business within a business, right?
Right, right.
So how are you going to promote your business?
What's the easiest up to sell? Internet, phone up, lot-up? What's the easiest up to sell?
A referral. You're right. Well, we do know that repeat and referral customers are, 70% more likely to buy than those who are just ups off a lot?
It's definitely a percentage.
Yeah, it is a percentage. No, right. It's 70%.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. Yeah, I think the numbers I've heard is that you can close a referral like 50% of the time.
You do now know the number.
I do.
Because I just shared it with you.
Right.
So right after I share, it's 70% for you to say, well, no, I don't know the number. It's not,
I believe it's 70%, right?
Hey, where'd you hear that?
Right. From a reliable source. You know, people familiar with Ray's way of thinking have told me.
Yeah.
So, whether it's 50% close or 70% more likely to buy, obviously, the customer we're working with today is probably the best way to lead to more customers tomorrow.
Okay. So how do you find leads off of your current customers? So let's say the guy's still all jacked up on the ether from the new car smell, and he's happy because he's got his keys in his hand. He's getting ready to go take off in his brand new, detailed, new car smelling vehicle, and he likes you again because he finished with the F&I guy and now he's ready to take off and pair his phone and everything else. How are we going to get him to get us leads?
Well, why not ask? I mean, there's a novel approach.
But I think it's the way you ask.
I totally agree. I was just going to say.
And how should you ask?
I would say, hey, it looks like you're pretty happy. You know, you're loving the car, right? You're happy with the purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think is most likely of the friends and family that you have to be next on the list to buy a car?
I love that. Of your friends and family, who would you say is the next most likely to buy a car?
Right, right. Right?
Because if you ask them, hey, you know anybody who's looking for a car? What do they say?
No, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know anybody looking for a car. Because if they know of the person who's looking for a car, by the time you get a hold of them, he's already found one.
Right, right.
Right? But if you say, hey, who's next most likely to buy a car? Who would you say
your
of your
wife,
friends
your
and family?
Mother,
who's
your
next
daughter?
Most likely? They're going to think about it in a whole different way, right?
Yeah,
it's a psychology
thinking,
thing.
Thinking, who is most likely?
Who is most likely, right? Hey, well, my brother and sister-in-law have been talking about getting a second car for a long time. They're probably next most likely. Or, you know, my friend's daughter just turned 16. I think he's going to get her a car. He's probably next most likely. But, you know, it gets them thinking in a different way that they might actually give you a lead.
And so
they say, you know what? That's a great question. Actually, my brother-in-law has been mentioning that he was maybe interested in getting a new car or a second car or something like that. How would you follow up from there?
Yeah. Hey, I'd love to just call and introduce myself and see if he has any questions. You know, the car buying process can be a little intimidating or, you know, there's a lot of information to gather. I'd love to just introduce myself to him.
Absolutely. And as you know, I'm not one of those pushy sales guys. Right. Just like I helped you, I just let him know what we have here. If I can help him, great. If it's just a help for him to talk to somebody in the car business.
At least he would have somebody to call if he thinks of any questions.
What's realistic? Even if you buy somewhere else.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Huh. What was it? Said, look, I understand if you want to shop around and look at other places. It's not going to happen, but I don't mind if you want to.
Because
<Right. laughs> I'm going to sell you a car today.
Right. But I'm totally fine with you wanting to have looked elsewhere.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good one. Of course, our referrals, friends and family, right? Make sure everybody you know knows that you're in the car business and that you're the one to go to.
I think it's referrals and asking for the referral. Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, doing it with a soft touch. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to, what do they say? Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
Well, the first step to that relationship is just being a resource and offering your experience and your knowledge. And then obviously, you know, you can start the process from there with that new lead. I think another great way is video. You know, I use that a lot as a salesman, and I know Elise Kephart is huge into that.
Right.
I don't think it's used enough.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times, and this has probably happened to you and dozens of salesmen that we know, where you hear a customer in the cubicle next door closing a deal, and he's talking about the black truck he wants and the four-wheel drive, and he's from, you know, Chattanooga, and you're right. Like, man, I had a phone up this morning where the guy was looking for a black four-wheel drive, and he was coming from Chattanooga.
Right.
But you come to find out, the guy came in there to see you, but he couldn't remember your name. You know, he said I'd talked to somebody, but I don't remember who.
Right.
Well, I would always shoot a video. The minute I got a lead, right. Internet, phone up, any kind of lead, I would shoot them a video. Hi, I'm John Higgins. You know, just wanted to...
You to put a face with a name?
Right, right.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, and...
Then if they didn't even remember my name, when they came in, they said, it's that guy over
right.
there.
Or it was at least worth a half a deal.
Right, right. Oh, but, I made a living off of half deals, right?
So,
I caught that guy yesterday.
Oh, that's my cousin. Hey, what did my customer say to you? That's funny. Well, so in doing that, but that's obviously somebody who you've worked through the process, but I'm telling you, with the video whole component, we had a software program, the dealership I was working at, that it actually tracked every time they watched the video. Like, it was a separate software, so
yeah.
They would log into that just by clicking the link, and they would see the video, but little did they know it was actually hosted online, and they would send us an email.
Right. You're
and I swear to you, the average video, average, that we sent out was watched at least 10 times.
Really?
At least 10 times. And it just blew me away that to think, you know, and you think through the process, right? They watch it, and then they watch it again, and then they say, hey, honey, come over and look at this vehicle that they sent me, right? Let me show you. And then they tell their friends, yeah, we're thinking about buying a vehicle. Oh, really? What do you think about buying? Well, let me show you the video, right? And
right,
the vehicle
right.
we're thinking about buying. So it just has such a huge impact. But that was a big aha moment for me to see, you know, actually how many times that they watched the video.
Yeah, that's astonishing. I mean, like you said, showing it to friends and family, I think that's a huge thing that actually happens. But for that reason, I would send out a few videos.
Right.
I mean, as soon as I got the lead, I was calling
your introduction
them,
video.
Right. While the phone is ringing, I'm also texting them the video, right?
Right.
Of my introduction. You know, it might be 8 or 12 seconds long. But then... as soon as I got off the phone or as soon as I knew what vehicle they were interested in, I'm out there doing a walk around on the one that they inquired about. And, you know, I might even say, hey, while I've got you, you know, look at this one too, look at this one too. But yeah, that video of the walk around, I think, is what they will view again and again and show to other people. And then, I mean, that's a great way of self-advertising. You
right.
know? Who sent you that? Because when I inquired about this Jeep, the guy just sent me an email saying, we'll get back to you.
Right.
And then it was 2 days.
Yeah. And how important you are.
Right.
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 Oh, you're right. A very special VIP customer, and we were very interested in helping you, but they didn't bother to answer your question that you asked.
Right.
Right. How important are you? But so video is a great way to set yourself apart. Also, social media. Did
social
you use
media,
social
definitely.
Media very much? Did they have social media?
Right. Not really. Not really. I'm still not on Snapchat and Instagram and all of that. But I did use Facebook. Mm. And, you know, I guess, you know, these kids today.
Right.
I'm sure they could use it on different platforms. But most certainly, and I wouldn't put out there, you know, there's nothing more annoying than just seeing an ad.
Right.
You know, there's enough ads in the world anyway. You're going to add to that amongst your friends and family.
Right.
Put something valuable. You know, hey guys, here's the new Jeep Grand Cherokee and the radio in it is really cool. Check this out. Or, you know, where's the flat, I mean, where's the spare tire located? Because a lot of cars don't even have spare tires anymore.
Yeah.
What do you do if you get a flat? You know, that kind of information.
Or I remember there was a sales guy who one time they had upfitted, I think it was a Jeep or a truck. I mean, like, you know, really got in the new one and then put these high-end tires on it. And I think a roll bar across the top and all this really cool stuff. And one guy took it home to take pictures of it. Uh-huh. Oh, wait, that was you.
And then did his manager see it on Facebook?
It's not on Facebook. Said,
what is my brand new truck doing in that guy's driveway?
But I think you sold it.
I did sell that truck. Of course you did.
So maybe that's not the best thing to do.
But it's very entertaining.
It was really entertaining, especially for the rest of us when he was so pissed. Oh,
but, I think I may have been off the next day too. Yeah, right, I think he called me at home saying, "Where's my truck?
And why is it at your house?" Oh.
I'll bring you a deal in the morning, buddy. Right, busy right now. Right. I'm having drinks at the pool with the buyer.
Tell him it's sold. Yeah, right. It's sold. It's a sold unit. All right. We are recording again.
Fantastic. So we had a little technical mishap there.
Yeah. The computer just completely shut off and decided to do a...
Ray spilled his carrot juice.
Right.
On the keyboard.
No, that's not what happened. That's just stupid.
Are you not on the spinach juice anymore?
No.
You don't have a glass of spinach juice anymore?
I need it. It was spinach. It wasn't carrot. Carrots for losers.
Right. It makes you have a yellow skin.
Right. Yeah. It was spinach and...
Wheatgrass.
No, wheatgrass is not good for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Join us for our next podcast about healthy living.
Healthy living?
Diets for the car salesman. It's not all chicken fingers and corn dogs anymore.
There's some pizza thrown in there on Saturdays. Anyway, so please get back to...
Well, just to finish my thought, you know, I kind of circle back around to the point of this episode is how do you get and maintain your own book of business? And the first thing we talked about was the very best way was referrals. One thing that stuck with me was I read somewhere that like 50% of the people are likely to at least go back and offer an opportunity to the salesman they bought their last car from, right? That most people, once they buy from somebody, they buy from them again.
Right, but I don't know what that percentage is.
It's 50. I'm telling you.
So, in conclusion here, everybody is your potential customer. Be a resource to people. Use whatever you're good at, from social media, taking videos. Oh, one other thing. I remember when we were running that internet department at one dealership, and required everybody send a video, and it would take them forever to respond via video to some of their leads. And I was thinking, well, what the heck's taking you so long, right? Record the darn video, save it, and hit send. Right. How hard is that? Well, I realized they were going back and watching the video, and they would say, oh, God. No,
I got to redo it.
I just kind of screwed up, or I stumbled over my words or whatever. And they would redo it. And they redo
it. That's what makes it authentic.
They redo it over and over and over again, and finally implemented a rule saying, you are not allowed to watch your video.
Oh, yeah?
You record it. You have one shot. And compared it to if you're leaving a voicemail.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know there are some where you can actually delete that voicemail and re-record. Right. But more often than not, even if you stumble a little bit, you're going to kind of catch up with yourself and complete the voicemail and get off the phone and go on to the next one. Well, the same thing. If you're going to use video, just do it. Just do it and hit send. Right? What could happen? It's going to be okay. Right? Unless somebody comes in there, you know, behind you.
Side note. Voicemails, it's been determined, are counterproductive to your productivity.
Really?
Yeah. There's no sense in leaving a voicemail because they don't work. People don't call you back. So you might as well just...
I don't know. Somebody's calling you back.
Make the call. I just texted this person saying, I'm in the middle of a meeting and I will call you when I finish. if you can Google the instructions for how to silence an iPhone watch or an Apple watch, that would
on our next episode, we'll be talking about silencing an Apple watch.
Professionalism in the podcast industry. Okay, so let's sum up these three things. So voicemail, we'll get to it in a later podcast.
Okay.
Video, don't be too...
critical.
Too self-critical about it. Record the damn thing and send it.
Please.
And to back up to that bigger picture is referrals, being a good steward of the industry, and being proactive about the relationship.
Right.
You know, reach out with informational or comedic value material,
as appropriate, make sure everybody knows what you do for a living.
Okay, see you next time.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.